My niece is a graduate of the College of Great Falls in Montana. And while she was a student there, my family would drive over to visit her on occasion. And my least favorite part of that drive along Interstate 90 was the stretch just past Coeur d'Alene through Mullen and Wallace and on into Missoula. And the reason that I didn't like driving that stretch was because of, you know, the mountains, and then you're into valleys, and you're winding around, and some of those turns are really, you know, quite sharp. There aren't any long, flat stretches of highway, and so it's somewhat of a challenge to drive. That image of these mountains and valleys plays a significant role in our second Sunday of Advent. In today's gospel, John is walking through the region of Jordan, telling people to repent, and as he does so, he quotes from the prophet Isaiah. He says, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth." Now, clearly, John the Baptist was not literally preaching to people about the importance of building a highway in a literal way. Instead, he was simply using that as a metaphor for people living in the ancient world. If I complain about the mountains and valleys and the sharp turns and winding stretches of I-90 in North Idaho, imagine in the car. Imagine what it would be to have to make that journey on foot. And yet, as we know, in the ancient world, travel was most often done by foot, which meant physically climbing mountains and descending into valleys and winding along pathways. John the Baptist wanted people of his day to take this metaphor and apply it to their lives in preparation for the Messiah. He wanted them to make a roadway within themselves, which would allow Jesus to have easy access to their heart, their mind, and their soul. The same is obviously true for us today. Travel is much easier if hills are knocked down, valleys are filled, and the roadway is straight and smooth. We can apply this to our own spiritual lives by easily reflecting on the fact that there are some things within us that are too much, too large, too dominant, that must be knocked down. There are also those things in us that are not enough, that are sunken like a valley which needs to be filled. I think of, for example, one's personal prayer life. How much time do I spend with the Lord in quiet, focused conversation and listening with Him? Is that a valley in my life? Is that something missing? Something that needs to be filled in order to give Jesus easier access? If pleasure, money, power, worldly admiration are like mountains, then they need to be knocked down so that Jesus has easier access. If something about my life could be described by others or by myself as crooked, then I need to make it straight. But it's very important, as we're reflecting on this, to note that creating a highway for God is not a one-and-done exercise. What happens when a valley is filled in for a road, but the soil isn't compacted over and over again? Well, it's paved over, and then in time that valley, the road begins to sink and the valley comes back. What happens when a road isn't maintained over time? We know that every spring in Spokane, when we are, our cars are all bashed up because of the countless number of potholes that we have to encounter. This is not a one and done kind of exercise. It's an ongoing. And I think most of us, I know I am, I'm more of a one and done kind of guy. I mean, if you set out to lose your white knuckle and you set out to lose 10 pounds and you do it, done. And then a month later, you've got 15. Huh? I'm probably projecting a little bit with that. And so to prepare a proper highway for the Lord, we need to develop habits that will lead to virtue. So take the virtue of temperance. St. Thomas Aquinas said that temperance is properly about the pleasures of meat and drink and sexual relations. Now, meat, food, drink, and sex are not bad in and of themselves. They are gifts from God. However, problems arise when we use them in a disordered and a sinful manner. Temperance is the virtue that helps us to keep a proper balance and ordering toward God of those gifts that He has given to us. And the way we achieve the virtue of temperance is to habitually practice virtuous acts. So a Catholic couple, they begin dating and they decide to live out the teachings of our Lord and abstain from sexual relations before marriage. They get through the first 3 or 4 weeks of their dating, and it's been a chaste relationship. They proudly think to themselves, we knocked down that mountain of temptation. Well, as good and holy as that act is, a few weeks or a month of abstinence, although it's praiseworthy, it's not technically virtuous unless and until it becomes a habit. It is then that the virtue of temperance is acquired. Or the woman who is abusing alcohol. She decides, I got to cut back for a couple of days. This Friday and Saturday, nothing. I'm not going to have anything. Now, that's admirable. That's a good thing. But it's not virtuous. The valley has been filled, but it needs to be habitual, lest the soil begins to sink and settle, and then she's right back to her old ways. The college guy who stops using pornography for a week has done a good thing. That's admirable. But without purity becoming habitual, the highway is going to become crooked again. During these weeks of Advent, John the Baptist challenges us to prepare a road within ourselves which allows Jesus easy access. And this is difficult because it's not a one-and-done exercise. And so it requires us to be intentional in our actions and open to the grace that we receive on a regular basis through the sacraments of the church. And I also think we have to be a little patient with ourselves, because otherwise we could give in to discouragement, being discouraged because of our weakness. I guess part of that reality inspired me to I cut out the photo, that image on the front of the bulletin of the road and the mountains and the word prepare. I cut that out and put it on my mirror. And I did it because I need a constant reminder throughout these days of Advent about the highway within me that needs maintenance, the valley that needs to be filled within me, and the crooked ways of my heart and my life that need to be straightened out. It's going to be a little reminder that The highway within me needs maintenance. This is not a one-and-done effort, but an ongoing commitment to achieve virtue and grow in holiness by knocking down some mountains, filling in the valleys, and making crooked ways straight.